When the oil refinery that used to cover a large swath of South Philadelphia exploded in 2019, it leaked a deadly chemical into the atmosphere. The chemical did not travel into nearby communities, but many saw the incident as a close call. From WHYY's climate desk, Sophia Schmidt reports advocates are suing the federal government to try to prevent similar incidents.
The lawsuit filed by the Philadelphia-based Clean Air Council and two other nonprofits claims the deadly chemical hydrogen fluoride poses an unreasonable risk to residents living near refineries. Monroe Energy's refinery in Traynor, Delaware County, is one of dozens that continues to use the chemical to make high-octane gasoline. Annie Fox is an attorney at Clean Air Council. She says the chemical can be deadly to breathe or touch at high levels.
Hydrofluoric acid is the stuff of nightmares. One of the things that make it very dangerous is that when someone is exposed to it, they might not detect the exposure right away until the damage is very severe and perhaps untreatable.
The advocates hope to force the EPA to start a rulemaking process to restrict use of the chemical. A spokesperson for Monroe Energy says it has recently updated safety measures to contain the chemical. The EPA declined to comment on the pending lawsuit. From the Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.